everybody doing? We're back on air. It is your man, Klefsta. This is Klefsta, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we got some guests back, some recurring guests from last night. Say hi, Zerzo.
Hello.
We also have, who else do we got up here? We got Gonzo. You want to go with Gonzo?
What's up, y'all?
Gonzo it is.
Nice to be back.
And we have Daddy Jay in the corner.
How's it going?
And we got a special show for y'all. It is Zerzo's final show. Very, very sad, but
you forgot about me.
Well, you haven't given me your name.
Oh, okay.
What name would you like?
Let's give him one.
Ashley. Go ahead.
I don't know. What do we think?
Glitter Rod.
I mean, he's more than welcome to be called that.
I'm
I
good
guess.
With it. All right,
glitter rod. It is.
If you wanted to.
I like it.
Okay, all right. Seems like it sticks.
All right, we're gonna go to some tunes real quick, and yeah, thanks for tuning in so far. And I'm not sure what else to say at the moment. Oh wait, hold up, the channel's changed. And we're good for sure.
I wasn't devastated, but you could've held my hand through this, baby. And my mind right underneath wanted. I run my hands through upstairs, but we're getting older, baby. Have much longer, baby. Why am I preaching to this choir, to this atheist? Just like my versions of these belong to you. After a while, they're keeping me close.
Sometimes flare it in your Jeep so your peoples can stare at them rhymes. Real rhymes, not your everyday hologram. Even when ribs was touching, never swallowed the ham. You'd rather eat a sand sandwich salad. It might need salt like your man's bland ballad. A lot of stuff happens that the news won't tell yous. Blues on L juice, snooze all hell loose. Break it, take it like the good, the bad, the ugly. Break it rolling through your hood in the caddy buggy. Butter softy, leather flossy, fatty juggy. Always threw me off when she told me daddy funk me. I'm like any who's seeds walking all out in the street without any shoes. I guess it's better than some funky socks. You need to get her some skips before she catch the monkey pox. Instead she wanna hit a beatbox, take pills and make fake krills that sheetrock. Sing it, bring it back to your laboratory. While he's in his oratory, glorious like a horror story. The mask is like Jason, they told the place not to let the basket type case in. He could be some kind of wacko, waiting for the chance to heat the pipes like a crack hole. He busted in, blessed be the Lord, who believe any mess they read up on the message board. If so, I got bridges for the Lolo, same bitch a gold dry snitcher to the popo. Here, orange peel stokes for the whole tier, feel like I've been gone over a year, came home to old gear. It was the shit when I first scooped it, at least I get to sit out in New York and curse, stupid. Plead the fifth, sip wine stiffly, patiently come up and be spiffy in a jiffy. Gift for the grind, criminal mind shifty, swift with the nine through a 5950. Well educated, he heard it when he meditated in deep data, let her hate the creep plater. Dedicated cheap skater who keeps data, say he stays self-medicated to sleep later. Side effects are similar to sugar pill, whoever go next on the mic he put a booger ill. And made his exit on some calm shit, begged him on the regular for kegs of more vomit spit.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties with Zerzo's mic. Say hi, Zerzo, now they can
hear
you. It was in a different preset, and once I changed it, it took a while to load on the board. But now we're back. We're back. And we actually have a topic with Zerzo, because she actually brought it up while the song was playing. Again, that was Vomit Spit by MF Doom. Good song, I like. Love the little keys that hang around in the back. What are we doing with your dress again? Because you actually returned a dress today.
I did.
For graduation. By the way, this is a dress for graduation.
Yeah, it's not just any old dress.
Right.
Someone tell me what I should wear for anything at all, please.
Well, did you keep? The skater one or the...
I kept the skater one with the flowers because it's
the
pretty.
The flowers.
Yeah. The second I put it on, even my dad was like, yes. Especially because it was cheap, so you know. Cheers to that.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from Forever 21.
Forever 21. I mean, yeah, you can get some cheap stuff there.
All day. I mean, ethics aside.
Right.
I have those somewhere.
Has Gonzo seen...
my dress?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on said dress? Would you prefer that one out of the... Is that the one?
Prefer which one over what?
My floral one. You like it? Yes.
Yeah.
There's only one answer there.
It was a better one out of most we tried to scavenge around. We spent the entire day downtown going from Primark to Macy's to 21 to Shirley's.
Marshall's.
Everything.
TJ Maxx. Everyone let me down a little bit, but it's okay. You know, I'm not that bad.
Just a little. Well, I mean, at least... Oh, for whoever doesn't know, Zerzo and Gonzo are partners.
Heck yeah.
So that's why I asked Gonzo. I guess I should...
He also spent all day just watching me cry about dresses. You know, it's just how the day goes sometimes.
That was
actually good. There was someone in the fitting room who was like actual howling, right?
Yo, that girl was crazy.
Yeah, she was like screaming at people and like...
No, it wasn't so much a screaming as like a shout, which is, I think, scarier if they do it right. Because I'm just sitting there on my Game Boy just waiting for her to come out. And all of a sudden I hear, you know what? Nothing fits me. Nothing matters. Just F me, I guess. And then she just goes into the same room and you just hear stomping of feet and then all of a sudden silence. And we're just left like, what just happened?
Pretty good. I realized I had a pretty good attitude.
Yeah. Definitely putting
good perspective. Good trooper, good trooper.
Wait, what store was this?
It was Forever 21.
Forever, it was Forever, yeah.
I thought she was yelling at her mom. I was getting scared. I thought these people were going to like start throwing hands or something like... They were yelling. It's like, how does this dress look on me?
For show, you know.
Well, that's nice to hear that it didn't go awful. I mean, that sounds weird. Not even like see it, just hear it happen, because I'm assuming you can't see him. But
No, I stuck to my room.
You also said you settled earlier on, rather than liking necessarily what's going on with the dress.
The dress I bought before.
Don't talk to like Gonzo like that.
Anyway,
but I settled on what I had, because I was like, I mean, I guess I own some nice things, you know. I can finesse something, make it look nice, you know. It might not be my first choice.
Is this the one going under the gown?
Yeah. So I didn't realize that you're supposed to also wear your gown to the baccalaureate. I kind of assumed that you didn't.
Oh.
But you know, then I actually did my reading, and I learned, and now your girl's gonna have pants under her gown. It's fine. What are gender norms? It's fine.
Who needs them?
I'll be wearing heels, you know?
I mean, how's your mother going to feel about that?
My mother is... She's going to be fine. She loves me very, very much.
She? Does she?
And shopping is very, very frustrating.
I bet it is. Sometimes when you describe your mother, it doesn't seem like the... It can be frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
You said passive aggressive. Actually, we could talk about that, because we actually...
yeah, why not?
So there's five of us in the room again.
I love you, Mom.
I don't know if your mother's list. Did you tell her? Okay, no. So they're probably driving, actually. They're coming up here. They're coming from Atlanta, which is kind of far of a drive.
They're not going to use their internet right now.
My mother is listening. And,
hi.
Hola, Sandra.
Hola,
Sandra.
También a Claudia y Rosa. Hola, hola. They're listening.
Hola, Claudia.
Hola.
Shouts out to them for listening. It's 9 p.m. or 9:10 over there in California. We were talking about passive-aggressive mothers and how me and Gonzo do not have passive aggressive moves, but everybody else more or less does have in
just
this room.
At them next time. Don't subtweet them with this.
Oh my.
So. Well, we only have nicknames for Tiger Mom, Tiger Dog, I guess. So we can't really like give. I can't say nothing for Daddy J's mother because Daddy Mom, that doesn't work. And Glitterrod, Goldenrod,
Mama J,
Glitterrod.
All right.
Glitter Mom. There you go.
I guess Glitter Mom works, but anyway, I don't know how that works because my mother, whenever she's passive aggressive, it's just funny and she understands it's funny. So it's not like it's like a serious, it's like a jokingly type of thing. Not in a mean way. Like if she tells me to do something, I'll do it. But so I guess there's no need for passive aggressive. I don't know. What are our thoughts on passive aggressive mothers, female parent figures? Because I do have a passive aggressive father, more or less, but not a mother.
I run away as fast as possible. Just, you know?
What do you mean run away? Do you physically run away or just like you just avoid the situation?
You just gotta treat it like a knife fight. Just walk away.
I've never been in that situation.
What? I've also never been in a knife fight.
Who walks away from a knife fight?
Someone that doesn't want to get shanked.
Someone who didn't come to it. I guess
someone doesn't.
If you're not getting shanked from the front, you're getting shanked from the back. You don't walk away.
Someone looks like I did not prepare for.
Right, yeah. I mean, that is not a... I grew up not in the safest place, but I've never had to run away from a shank. If anything, I'm avoiding, like,
maybe it's,
the police.
Maybe
if
it's from your mom,
like, I don't want, you know? Because, like, I look like the people in my neighborhood. They don't like us too much, but I don't know. Yeah, we're just going to move on from this conversation, and we'll just go on to some tunes. Thank you so far for tuning in. We're having trouble with things to talk about, yeah.
Yo, we flying through your neighborhood at hyperspeed. Astral traveling off that hydro weed. Always keep my wings on deck, smoking law.
Yo, anyway, every day, yo, I spark the law.
I'm never hitting no coke, that's no joke. You know I don't poke needles in my veins, going for broke. Strictly haze for days, traveling higher. But petty people stand, wonder why I'm so wired. Cause we astral traveling, smoking, sticky green. Then we mental, over my lip instrumentals. Pull out the water tool, I got the water jewels on the level. Then all the negative circle. Tranquility but still on the rugged. Like a gentle giant, unplugged, token on blood. Man, I get so high, I hope I don't start babbling. Yo, we astral traveling.
Yeah, you know we about to.
Get stoned.
Yep,
we flying through your neighborhood at hyperspeed. Astral traveling off that hydro weed. I always keep my wings on deck, smoking live.
Yo, every day, anyway, yo, I spark the law.
I'm never hitting no coke, that's no joke. And y'all ain't no poke, needles in my veins, I don't be going for broke. Strictly haze for days, traveling higher. But petty people stand, wonder why I'm so wired. Cause we astral traveling, smoking sticky green. Then we mental, over mad lip instrumentals. Pull out the water tool, I got the water jewels on the level. Then all the negative echo.
From the spliff that I lift and inhale.
We astral traveling.
From the spliff that I lift and inhale. From the split, from the split that I'm lifting in hell. From the split, that I'm lifting in hell.
everybody. We're back. We're back. We're having fun. It's a fun time as always. And I actually, you know, they like me to surprise them with topics, but they said to center it with food. And we're going to go back to our homelands, which is, again, we're going from Zerzo's from Georgia. We got El Paso with Gonzo. We got Springfield?
Yeah.
Springfield, Massachusetts. Ooh. For Glitter Rod. And we got Daddy J from Santa Ana, California. And I'm from, of course, Hawthorne, California. And the topic for food is, what is your favorite late night food to get? Ooh. Like, if it's 2 a.m., you got nothing, you're really hungry, you haven't eaten maybe since like 6 p.m. and you're like, dang, I need to eat something now. I know I'm gonna hate myself in the morning, but you know, I don't really have a choice. I'm starving. What is preferred food if you don't have food at the house or you're just out and about driving, you know? So we'll go first with Daddy J, since he's the quickest to his feet typically. So Daddy J, what's your favorite? You know, it's Santa Ana, there's things open like 24 hours, so.
Yeah. There's a. So growing up, I would stay up with my aunt, you know, because they were just so fun to be with, and she was a little older for me. So there was this donut shop that I remember being in the corner store, and like we would go to 7-Eleven, and like then we'd hit up the donut shop because at least in California, I know that most of these have little boba places like in them, and so like a good chocolate boba with like, you know, those little munchkin donuts, that just hit the spot right on.
Wait, so when you say munchkin, when I barely knew what that was when I came here. Did you call it munchkin back then?
No.
I call them dough holes.
You call them
dough holes? Yeah,
I never really had a name for them, but
donut balls.
Yeah, the little donut ball. But I always knew that it were like one dozen for a dollar, and like, come on, dude, you can't beat that price.
Yeah, that's a decent price. We'll move on to Glitter Rod. What is your favorite? Actually, I don't know. You're from Springfield. Are things open that late?
Not really. It kind of depends. Like, I know some places like they stay open pretty late, but yeah, not that late.
Do you leave the house that late?
Are you allowed to leave the house that late?
Oh.
No, but sometimes I sneak out of the house that late.
Oh.
Your
mom, please don't listen.
Girl,
I plead the fifth.
okay, but what is your preferred place to go?
All right.
Who's his name?
Wow.
How dare you?
Okay. So there used to be this place. It was called like Pizza Works or something like that. Really like low key, like local pizza joint that did subs and everything. Whenever my parents would like suggest, all right, we don't want to cook tonight because we're tired from working, so here's $20, we're gonna order something, we would always just eat from there. They got gentrified because of Dunkin' Donuts. But yeah, that was always like a nice time eating stuff from there. Like, I know one food that I really loved eating growing up was like plantains. Or like plantains? Fried plantains. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes. Like, I literally ate them so much that my actually got my appendix removed once. Well, yeah.
Once.
Ooh,
okay.
Hopefully only once.
And my dad told me that's what you get for eating so many plantains.
Dang,
now you know, kids.
You.
Plantains, don't do it. Just don't do it.
All right, yep. And Gonzo, what we got for preferred snacks, food at the nights? Where do you go?
Deep in the heart of Texas,
El Paso.
Yeah, we don't have a curfew for our stores like Boston, so thankfully, almost everything like 24/7.
But do you have a curfew?
No.
Oh.
Really? Yeah, the kids.
Yeah.
Nah, but Whataburger is definitely what you hit up when it's really, really late at night.
That's true, 24 hours.
24 hours, just go in and, anything there. It's just so hearty. It'll do you justice.
I'm jealous.
That's a very interesting way to put it, hearty. But what's your preferred thing to get on the menu then? Because it's a very big menu.
Oh, the barbecue chicken tender sandwich.
Like the with Texas toast?
Yep.
Yeah, I've had it before.
Ooh.
It's pretty good. I prefer it instead of barbecue to put other things, because you can choose like the sauce, but you know, it's your preference. I've only gone there, you know, like 3 times. I don't go to Texas that often, but, you know, I do have family in San Antonio. And I did see you in El Paso that one time.
Yeah.
The first time I saw an Arby's, it was empty. I've never seen an Arby's.
I've never seen an Arby's with more than like 4 people in it, counting the employees.
That was my first time seeing Arby's.
I've been in an Arby's.
Anyway, yeah. So Zerzo, what's your preferred food?
Okay, so I have many answers here.
You know, I also do too. So you don't have to go specifically in food. You could just go with the places.
Okay. My money on Waffle House. Answers. It's gotta be.
Yeah, as far as places,
Waho
all day, every day. Waffle House all the time. It's a special liminal space. Like, it's where you go after midnight mass. It's
can
where
I
you
please
go.
Please get a waffle.
Where you go at 3 in the morning it's when all the bars are closed. Classic it's where you go when you and your friends are a little rambunctious. You need a good... It's really good food. It's delicious and it's fun. And everyone there loves you because no one else is awake at that time except
right.
people who love
so,
you.
Right. So, yeah, so if they're working there, they probably don't enjoy being up that early, but you get to see people, so...
I mean, look, you make the best of it. Like, you make friends with everyone who works there. Like, you're like, can I come back there and help you? Like, are you okay?
now, do you order the chicken and waffles?
They don't have chicken and waffle though.
They don't fry food in Waffle House.
Excuse me?
It's only like flat top grill, so.
Yeah, and it's really
hash browns.
Good.
They have hash browns and waffles. That's basically it. Eggs.
The waffles are really good. It's why I put vanilla in everything I cook and like way too much vanilla in everything I cook because that waffle is.
You're living the best life because I love vanilla and everything.
Right?
Yeah, it's just whatever.
Let me cook for you sometime.
I also, there's a quick note from my Aunt Gladys who lives a block from my house. In general, she says, I'm glad that there's one girl gives me a lot of pride. Okay.
Yes.
Dice Claudia que la chica se me olvidó el nombre. Se oye muy bien entre tantos hombres. She's glad that you're like in so many male people here. Que le da alegría al show.
They're talking about you, Jesus.
I cried when all of my girls
left
campus.
I do have a womanly
campus.
Voice.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He was like nicely making fun of me because I was like genuinely crying. I was like, my girl gang is gone. I like watched Legally Blonde by myself and all of my chick flicks by myself.
I started
he
buying
watches
Vogue.
More chick flicks than me, but
oh, I do have a question continuing on. So you said Waffle House. You said it was mental. So a list of mafia real quickly. What other places?
Okay, so places is a lot, but pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls, all right,
I called my mom. She's like, what are you having for dinner? I said, pizza rolls. And she goes, I already stocked the freezer with pizza rolls for when you get back because she loves me. And
I love pizza rolls.
Yeah, exactly. how dare you? And McDonald's.
McDonald's, mm-hmm. that's a classic go-to.
Oh, and Taco Bell. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm not a big fan.
I don't
I've
like many
gone,
things on the menu,
I've gone
but I
once,
deeply like
and I didn't finish
one
the food.
Thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is the one thing?
I deeply like their quesadillas.
Quesadillas? Okay.
I will get every single one the couple of times that I go to Taco Bell. And that's it. My dad is the person on the menu who's like ordering everything.
Right.
And then he's like, when we make fun of him for it, he's like, it's all the same food in different shapes. I need all the shapes.
I guess that's true. I don't know Taco Bell that well. But for my answers, since I do live in LA and a lot of things are open late, I enjoy In-N-Out, but it closes like at 2 a.m. So if it's after that, then that's not a good choice. I mean, I'm never really out after like 2 a.m. if anything. If I'm with my friends, Randy's Donuts, the classic like place that has a giant, aww, like in movies, like the giant donut on the roof, like in every like movie. That's like it's not too far from my house. Randy's Donuts, that's open 24 hours. It's not too far from my house. It depends. It really depends. Canes, but they kind of close early, so like midnight I think they close, the one by my house. I don't know, my friends is like just going like to random places, and whenever I'm home, like, cool, because before I wouldn't be out past like 10-9 right, but now since I've been caught, my parents don't really care, over 18 kind of. My parents, as long 21. As I get home, they know safe, I'm only home for like a couple weeks throughout the year, so like, yeah, we'll let our son do what he wants to do with his friends. Denny's. Sometimes I'm not a big fan of Denny's, but
we do that.
We do that at IHOP. You know, 24 hours.
We don't have Waffle House.
They've been rude to me every time I've gone.
No. Rude is like.
Why am I gonna spend my time there when there's a perfectly good Waffle House?
I was gonna say like rude is like it's just having really long wait time between like getting your order. Like you've been like flat out refused service.
Yeah, I've been like refused service. Like,
whoa, that's kind of.
Yeah, and
wild.
Then when I told my mom about it, she's like, "Yeah, me too. It just happens."
You're also in the South.
Yeah, I'm also in the South.
But like, they'll serve her dad.
Look, the South doesn't suck as bad as people are afraid it does. It sucks a little bit, but like, doesn't everywhere suck a little bit? Like,
right?
El Paso don't.
I mean, I've never been refused service in California.
I mean, but you're also
my mother has. My mother actually has one time. Poor soul. She doesn't deserve.
Absolutely not.
I think it was a Macy's. She told me one time that I don't know, or maybe it was a Macy's or not. But she said she went up to the counter and was like, "Oh, can you help me with I forget what?" And the person's like, "Yeah, just give me a minute." just wait. So they waited.
Oh my gosh.
But then other people came up and they received service. And my mother, at one point, she didn't want to confront it. And she was like, whoa. And then she left. And then she told me, I was like, Eric, I think I experienced racism. I'm mm-hmm. like, huh? And then she's like, yeah, I think it's because my English isn't 100%. And I was like, yeah, that sounds right. I didn't think that would happen in Los Angeles. I'm telling you.
Yeah, no,
especially honestly. Where I live. And, like, you know, she went to a place, like, you know, close to my house, the Macy's, probably. I think it was Macy's. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it. Sandra, text it to me. You're listening.
No, that is my fear.
Yeah.
Like, we were at Macy's yesterday and today. And, like, yesterday I didn't try anything on because, like, I mean, same thing, you know, where I am, I don't expect to be treated a certain way, especially because I know that I experience a certain level of privilege. But, like, my whole fear yesterday and today was, like, maybe they're going to look at me a certain way, maybe they're going to treat me a certain way.
Right.
Like, nothing actually happened, but, like, that fear is there, and sometimes when it actually happens,
it's very
happens,
real, too,
like,
yeah.
You feel that, yeah, for
it's
sure.
Very fair, very fair. We're not going to go too much in depth mm-hmm. of this. Shouts out to my dad, also listening, Raul. We're going to go back to some tunes right now. Thank you for tuning in so far. We love all of you. Again, Gonzo loves you the most.
Yeah, take me back to November, what's up? Can we go back to November?
Yeah.
Take me back to November. Hawaiian shirts in the winter, deep thoughts, and I'll take me back to November, what's up? What if Clinton fucking me over? What if who that boy is rhetorical and this shit is over? What if I'm hustling backwards? What if my accountant ain't paying my taxes, filling his pockets, and IRS show up asking me questions I couldn't answer because I was too busy trying to make classes? What if my music too weird for the masses? And I'm only known for tweets more than beats, or all my day ones turn to 3/4 because of track 7. Fuck. What if I get stuck? What if I got comfortable? I gotta keep it buck 50. What if I lost it all and ended up back in Ladera at them shitty apartments that's across from Bank of America? Damn, I would be hurting writing all of these songs because Wi-Fi wasn't working. Last year in total, I put out 2 versions of 5-7 figures since then. Life's kind of perfect. Or is it really? Or is it really? But you know that Dilly really, Hilly really, Tilly silly. Hold that Billy, how I'm really right. When they can't relate them, when they start to hate them, they don't drive these cars, so what's they ultimatum? Tell me, what's your November? Is it a person? Mine was the summer 06, I remember the... What if I thought the brake was the gas? What if I crashed? What if these deep thoughts is my last? Let me pull over quick and drive back to November. Take me back to November. Hawaiian shirts in the winter, cold water, yeah, take me back to November, what's up? Can we go back to November? Take me back to November. Hawaiian shirts in the winter, deep thoughts, and I'll take me back to November, what's up?
Those odd future Sundays, we used to skate all day.
My November was when I was gifted the sketch in Gilbert.
My November was my brother took me to my first concert.
My November is summer 2015 when I fell in love with someone who bought my whole world and showed me life.
43rd Street, every day was November.
Take me back, 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 take me back. Take me back, 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 take me back.
I ain't doing fine, lost my motherfucking mind. Time travel back and help me find. Take me back, take me back.
Take me back. Take me back.
My November is right now.
I wrote a song about you, I want your opinion. Opposite of my heart rate to slow down at the ending. Cause the love that I got for you has exceeded appearance. The lyrics are, matter of fact, I'ma just call you so you can hear it. If you do answer, I'll play it to state facts. Although I already know the response you gon' say back. At that point I'll hang up, disappear, and just stay back. And if you don't, I'll leave a voicemail with the playback.
Hello, no one is available to take your call.
How's it going, everybody? We're back. No one is available to take that call. That is right. We're going to go to our hourly sponsor. Again, it's called a sponsor, not a PSA, or at least I like to call it because I use the same one and I think it's great. Anyway, we're gonna head to that right now. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right, that was rather interesting, as it always is. We had a topic, which was veganism. So Zerzo in the past has been vegan. How long did it last?
It lasted a couple months, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Oh, right. Xadian?
It lasted a couple months, actually. It started as something I, like, actually really wanted to do.
Right.
I was learning how to cook. I was learning how to make things for myself. I was in my vibe. I was in my zone, and I wanted to be healthy.
Right.
And, like, also just family genetic history and whatnot. I was like, you know, if I can control my food, that's a good start. It's something I got control over. It's something I was interested in doing. And then I made the mistake of making it, like, tying it into one of my assignments. A semester-long project of, like, tracking a habit of mine.
Right.
And, like, seeing if I could intervene on it with a therapeutic approach.
For context, some people were, like, doing, like, oh, I want to, like, better my sleep schedule or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to track how many times I go to bed on time, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, or, like, attendance.
She picked veganism.
Stuff like that. Or, like, I want to lower my anxiety. Like,
she's
there
clearly
some
better
who did,
than
like,
all of us.
So, there are people who did, like, really, you know, psych-related things. And I was like, well, my food is easy to track. It's something I'm already wanting to do.
So you just went, like, above and beyond and just did way more work.
I mean, it was not way more work, because it was something that I was like, you know, I'm already doing this. I already went, like, a whole week as a vegan. Like, look at me go. I mean, for me, that was huge. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I grew up eating, like, every kind of animal product possible, you know? I'm from one of those cultures where you don't waste
the
animal, you know?
More or less all of us can agree with that statement. Specifically, Gonzo.
Right?
Grew up in the South.
I mean, that's the thing, too. I was also, like, breaking away not only from, like, what I was used to from my family, but also, like, my friend group. Like, no one else was doing that.
Right.
And but eventually became too tied to the assignment and not to something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So the second I turned in that project, I was like, where are the wings? Where are the ribs? Where are my McNuggets?
Where are my McNuggets?
Yeah.
So I also want to move this down to Daddy J, because he hasn't talked a whole too much. He is a gym fanatic. And what is your take? Because I've seen a lot of people go to the gym now who are vegan, and how that's a complicated diet. What are your thoughts on that, Daddy J?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's actually possible. It's very possible. It's just that there's a lot of limitations to it, in the sense that it's, like, not as convenient. And
it's definitely a lot harder. Than
Yeah.
And it's more expensive, too.
It's definitely a lot harder to be on a budget.
It can be more expensive, if you're really new to it, especially.
Mm-hmm. Even if you wanted to supplement your protein.
Yeah, my worries.
That's more expensive.
Yeah, my worries are, like, supplementations of, like, vitamins and whatnot. And for me, you know, I just think it's a lot easier to be able to down a piece of chicken.
Down a piece of chicken.
I mean, even something
sometimes
like
you gotta, you know?
A supplement that you would take, like whey protein, is an animal product.
Right.
So things like that.
I mean, it also depends on, like, where you live. And, like, what access you have. Because, like, I know back home, we don't have, like, any stores that would sell, like, a lot of vegan stuff. So,
yeah,
I don't know how that would be possible.
Come to California and live in large cities. It's a lot easier than, you know, being in the suburbs.
Entire vegan restaurants.
Well, even, like, in the city of Atlanta, like, it's still a city. It's still a relatively built-up area and a developing area also. And it's
right.
Like, really difficult to be vegan there, because it's just so much of the culture, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I respect it. And, you know, like, it's just way too hard for me. I could possibly do vegetarianism, maybe.
Vegetarians have it easy. That's what I learned when she went vegan.
I'd prefer not to, okay? I love my meat. You know, I love my chicken. I love my beef.
I love dairy products.
I love dairy products. Some people think, this is a little controversial, I guess, for some people, but I don't think eggs are considered, like, animal-like. You know, I think you could still be vegetarian and, like, be eating eggs.
I think that has a lot to do with how you grew up, because I know a lot of people for whom that's the norm, and, like, just in my house it wasn't, but I don't know how common that is.
Right.
So, like, in my head, like, I don't have any actual arguments to disagree with you. I mean, I have a couple, but, like, nothing that's actually convincing to you who thinks that way, you know? Like,
I don't know.
But, I mean, it's just literally how I grew up. I don't know.
So my friend, Damzak, the short rib king, has sent me a snap of him eating rice, and I think it was short ribs. I couldn't tell in the picture. I saw it very quickly. He said, shout out veganism. So, shouts out to the short rib king. He's always on here, and thank you for tuning in every time. We're going to go back to some tunes right now. Thank you for tuning in so far, everybody, and we'll get back to some tunes.
Don't come to LA.
Nobody fucking with me. I go worldwide, fools for the jewelry. Stick around the black, you're guilty. Doing things that my mama said I shouldn't.
So don't come to LA.
Nobody fucking with me. I go worldwide, fools for the jewelry. Stick around the black, you're guilty. Doing things that my mama said I shouldn't.
So don't come to LA.
I don't give a fuck who you niggas paying. Who name you saying you ain't good around here? Cause y'all niggas fucking up the rap. Y'all playing with the set, it's really war around here. Shit, I'm even having problems in the set, but I'm really from the set and y'all don't come around here. So when y'all niggas hop off your jet, you better tuck what's on your neck or get the fuck around here. Cause y'all paying for the lifestyle that's watered down. Bound, that's where I'm from, this shit not allow y'all out of bounds. Keep that out of town shit, out of town, you wasn't banging out of town. It's too late to holler now.
Whoa.
I'ma get the OGs on board and press the issue on you suckers, oh lord. Or hit you with a price you can't afford to catch your ass slipping at the BET
Awards. So don't come to LA. With me, I go broke, rob fools for their jewelry. Stick your hand up like you're guilty. Doing things that my mama said I shouldn't. So don't come to LA.
Nobody fucking with me. I go broke, rob fools for their jewelry. Stick your hand up like you're guilty. Doing things that my mama said I shouldn't.
So don't come to LA. So
don't come to LA, cuz. Nah, out of town niggas watching wrong words get you sprayed, cuz. This shit for real, it's safe for play, cuz. Little homies bustin' missions, send a match, you ain't a thing, cuz. Don't give a fuck who you call, nobody scare me. Pyrus love me, solo all inside a rare breed. This shit, I'm coming from a rare breed. 9 days, this nigga snitchin', give you digits off a scare, please. Hold on, YG, since you came out with BPT. These niggas think it's cool to come down to the CPT. Remember back when rappers was scared to come into town. That was Hollywood passes, man, this shit I watered down. Damn, a little change got you working like a slave. Block probably rollin' in his grave, shit sad, cuz. Ain't no more passes on the set. All you niggas out here fucking up the West.
So
oh,
don't
God.
Come to LA.
Nobody fucking with me. I go broke, rob fools for their jewelry. Stick your hand up like you're guilty. Doing things that my mama said I shouldn't.
So
be.
Don't come to LA.
Nobody fucking with me. I go broke, rob fools for their jewelry. Stick your hand up like you're guilty. Doing things that my mama said I shouldn't.
So don't come to LA.
First off, it's a no fly zone. If you ain't laying with the chrome, better take your ass on. Like it's the first of the month. Cash and just come on. Yeah, you better check in if you niggas went wrong. Look, one call on my phone. My tiny nose pull up, put that thing on your dome. Your money chaining rolling, 60 seconds is gone. Man, I'd rather text a nigga, fuck a feature for song.
Give it up, buddy.
Run up on them like nigga, what a scene like.
Buddy.
My niggas on go like 60 green lights. Just got jacked, tryna eat right. When my niggas off drugs, they don't think right. It's a recession, man, the hood fucked up. If a nigga ain't trippin', got the heat in the club. You walk around like you can't get touched. But JFK was the president and still got
so
his head
bust.
Don't
come to LA, nobody fucking with me. I go broke, rob fools for their jewelry. Stick your hand up like you guilty. Doing things that my mama said I shouldn't. So don't come to LA,
nobody fucking with me. I go broke, rob fools for their jewelry. Stick your hand up like you guilty. Doing things that my mama said I shouldn't.
So don't come to LA.
Game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, right? Before you move.
Poon style is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. Weak MCs approach with slang that's dead. Them eyes are running to the wall and bang your head. I push a force, my force you're doubting. I'm making devils cower to the Caucasus Mountain.
Well, I'm a sire. I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum and the alley I'm from is coming through with enough niggas, enough guns. So if you wanna come sweating, stressing, contesting, you got your soft sword to the midsection. Don't talk the talk if you can't walk the walk. Phony niggas are outlined and chalk. I'm mad vex, is what the projects make me. Rebel to the grain, there's no way to barricade me. Steamrolling niggas like an 18 wheeler with the drunk driver driving. There's no surviving.
Rough like Timberland, where? Yeah, me and the clan and yo, the Land Cruisers out there. Peace to all the crooks, all the niggas with bad looks. Bald head, braids, blows his hook. We pack context, nigga play the max. Black axe, drug dealing styles with fat stacks. Only been a good nigga for a minute though, cause I got to get my props and win it, yo. I got beef with commercial ass niggas with gold teeth. Camping in a Lexus seat and beef. Straight up and down, don't even bother. I got 40 niggas up in here now who kill niggas for me.
My people's all you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on the top. My people's all you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting caps on the block with the gap. Here I go, deep tight flow. Jack, you stole, can never get this. No, I'm carry bomb and shit. Boom, that's warming up a little bit. Rapping in is what's happening. Keep the pockets stacking in, hands clapping in. At the party when I move my body, gotta get up and be somebody. Grab the microphone, put strength to the bone. Dan, 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 into the Wu-Tang zone. Showing up when I rock that stuff. Huff, puff, I'm gonna catch up. Rough, tough, rough, kicking rhymes like Jim Kelly or Alex Kelly. I'm a beat a belly rise, coming raw style. Hardcore, niggas be coming to the hip-hop store. Coming to buy grocery from me. Turn to be a hip-hop MC. The law, in order to enter the Wu-Tang, you must bring the old dirty bastard type slang. Represent the Jizza, Abbott, Ruzza, Shaquan. Inspect the deck, dirty hole getting low with his flow. Introduced in the ghost face killer. Never could get it live. My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gap.
Speaking of the devil's sight, know it's the guard, get your shit right. Mega trife, and yo, I killed you in a past life. On the mic while you was kicking that fast shit. You and Nick tried to get it, got blasted. Half-mastered ass style, mad rough jazz. When I struck, I had on Timbs in the black mask. Remember that shit? I know you don't remember Jack. That night, yo, I was sitting like a spike bat. And then you thought I was bugged out and crazy. Strapped for nonsense, after me became lazy. Yo, nobody budged while I shot slugs. Never shot ducks, I'm running with ducks that flood mugs. So grab your 8 plus 1, start flipping and tripping. Niggas is jetting, I'm licking off, son.
Wu-Tang, 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 Wu-Tang.
Homicide's illegal and death is a penalty. One justifies the homicide when he dies in his own iniquity. It's the master of the mantis rapture coming at ya. We have an APB on an MC killer. Looks like the work of a master. Evidence indicates that it's stature. Merciless like a terrorist, hard to capture. The flow changes like a chameleon. Blends like a friend and stabs you like a dagger. This technique attacks the immune system. Disguised like a lie, paralyzing the victim. You scream as it enters your bloodstream. Erupts your brain from the pain these thoughts contain. Moving on a nigga with the speed of a centipede and ninja. Any motherfucking contender.
My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gap.
How we doing, everybody? We're back. I did not see
we'll
that.
We'll see.
Okay, cool.
I'll let you know.
We actually have a question for Glitterod since we haven't heard from him too much. How are we doing, Glitterod?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just as fine. I'm a little hot here talking, controlling the board, making sure my music doesn't skip or anything. We have a question. So I heard you were in Tübingen last summer.
Yeah, I was.
Around almost this time of the year.
Yeah,
you went in June, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I, you know, we had, before we had Steezy on here, and he talked about his experience a little bit, but he was, you know, he was tired, so he didn't really talk too much in depth. So could you tell us your, and he's also German, so it's probably not as impressive to him because he's been there before. What is your impression of, you know, that Southern Germany? Because you were in Southern, like the Bavaria.
Right, yeah. Well, basically it was like my first time like being really outside of the country and like living in a place for a while. But just like where I was in Tübingen, like a third of the population are all students. So it's like a lot of young people, like everywhere you go. Like I defaulted to English a lot just because my German just wasn't good enough.
That's fair.
But yet,
I mean, you only went up to German 2 at that point, right?
Yeah. So, so like,
that, yeah, it's not going to be good enough.
Barely. Yeah. But yeah, I could do like small conversations. The only thing I really did was just like asking for food and that's it. But yeah,
Speisekarte.
Yeah.
That means menu.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of like, I defaulted to English a lot, which happens. Like a lot of them know English. They know like three languages.
Yeah.
It's crazy how smart a lot of them are.
It's not even that. It's just we have a poor infrastructure that in Europe just happens to be good at doing that. Where the U.S. is, you know, English American first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like France.
But yeah, it was fun.
France is the same way.
Like, I know we were, like, for the program that I was there for, we were actually supposed to be taking, like, little, like, seminar courses for, like, German law, German politics.
Oh, that's interesting.
And stuff like that.
Do you think that will be any use to you?
No.
All right, cool. I mean,
probably not. I mean,
but it's an interesting perspective, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to learn, but realistically, I spent most of my time just kind of traveling around and kind of experiencing the country itself. Like I tried to like get out as much. Like I know the first few nights that we were there, we went to like small like university parties, or there was like a small music festival one of the first nights that we went to, which the one thing that I can say about these German people, well, two things actually. They always say genau to any single sentence, which basically means like exactly.
Yeah.
So anything like
genau.
Confirmation. Yeah, genau.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Like any German person, definitely they is. Add that on to any sentence.
Like the Canadian, eh?
Yeah. And the second thing is that they will dance to any music, like legit.
And be awful at dancing. I saw your snaps.
Oh, yeah. Like they were dancing to like Eminem, like old school Eminem. God.
At the club? Come
at
on.
At the club.
That's
it was
good
crazy.
Eminem, though.
I know, but at the club, is that really like. Whatever. Continue.
But yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I'm pretty much being there. I got to travel around and actually get like a lot of the history, a lot of the culture through like a lot of the museums and sites that I was able to go to. Luckily, I'll be going again next year because I'll be studying abroad.
Fun. In Tübingen?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Fun. So I guess we'll have you for a round. Oh, we actually. You're going in the spring?
Mm-hmm.
I'm graduating. Never mind. That's not happening. We won't have a second in. Unless I come to visit and they let me just, you know, sub. I won't have access, but I know how to do this.
Really?
I won't forget. I'll probably do the radio somewhere else, too, because it's fun. Anyway, I also want to, like, because I know two people in the room have been to Turkey, and I think that's an interesting, yeah, we have a. I know Daddy J's experience is, at least the airport experience was kind of weird. Can you talk about how it was kind of weird?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of went not on the way in but on the way back. I was coming back from France doing the Tal War program, and it was kind of a scary time because there had been a bombing a couple days earlier, and I don't know, people it felt a little hostile.
Bombing in the airport specifically, right?
Yes, on the Turkey airport.
Istanbul.
Yeah, that's right.
Constantinople.
I was just a little
Byzantine
I was worried, and like when I got there, you could see how people
were afraid.
And security was very tight.
Maximum security. Yeah, I would assume it was maximum security.
I mean, I spent over an hour just for someone to get my my ID checked for me to go back in line.
That's ridiculous.
And get my suitcase checked and everything. It was just a wild time.
And how long were you in Turkey? I know you only visited because you were in France. So how long were you in Turkey at the time?
So I was only there for about 2-3 days, but I stayed at the center of the city, and it was wonderful. It was beautiful. The food I think, was the best part, really, to be honest, because...
Lots one, of baklavas?
A lot of food. I couldn't even name it to you, honestly, but...
They have weird pronunciations and so forth.
I spoke no Turkish, so... I had a bit of a hard time talking to people.
Just navigating the city?
Yeah. But, I mean, nowadays you can just kind of point and show your money.
Yeah, I guess that does work.
I mean, I was alone, okay? So...
How about you, Gonzo? You were younger when you
Oh,
went.
Mine was definitely different.
How old were you? You were in high school, right?
Yeah, my sophomore summer.
Whoa, so you're
school.
Like 16.
Yeah.
Oh, you're 16.
That's pretty young. Actually, you said you're a Leo, so you might be 15.
You right?
Yeah, yeah. He's 15.
One way to
he
put
was 15.
It.
Yeah.
I was 15 during back then. And when I went, it was right before or right as riots were starting to happen. So it was, there were riots happening in Ankara, which is a pretty big city. And right before going, our flight, it got delayed a bit, but then it eventually went through. And as we got to security, we noticed that the government wasn't really, it was treating the riots more as like, oh, here we go. Yes, this is happening. Dang it. Instead of like an actual threat. So it wasn't so much as like Daddy J like getting held up.
I mean,
scanned.
Yeah, I mean, around his time, there was also the military coup that actually occurred in Turkey.
That was serious.
Yeah,
like,
that was during Daddy J's time in Turkey.
People I knew from Turkey were telling me like, yo, this is up there in things that have happened
in Turkey.
So
you just know people in Turkey?
You like made friends in that thing? Time?
Yeah.
Yo. It's just teachers.
What's that like?
Yeah, I didn't visit just for like a couple days. I went there as like a an exchange program just to go over there and just learn Turkish at one of the places, like Gediz Universities.
And how successful was that?
How much have you forgotten?
I learned a lot. But at the same time, I also forgot quite a lot.
Yeah, because if you don't practice a language, fluent.
Wait, how long were you there for?
I was there for about 2 months.
Oh, 2 months? Oh, so like 10 weeks or so? Like a 10-week program?
Yeah.
Okay, more or less.